have a little story I'm going to tell you. This is just to get your ears in tune to listening. There was a man that was walking on the beach. God said to him, "You have been so faithful, I'm going to grant you one special wish." He got so excited. He said, "God, I always wanted to go to Hawaii, but I'm afraid to fly. So my wish is you will build me a bridge across the ocean." God says, "Son, that is totally impossible. Think of the logistics of that. Now, this time I want you to whip again." He said, "Okay, God, you know I've been married 4 times. All my ex-wives say that I'm so insensitive. So my wish is that I would be able to understand women. I want to know why they think, and I'd like to know how they think. I'd just like to know how they think." God took a few moments. Then it says, God says, "Do you want 2 lanes or 4 lanes on that bridge?" Hallelujah. Today I'm going to, men, you understand that you never understand a woman. Today I'm going to talk about on the subject of, on the question of, who are you? And the answer you give more than likely consists of 2 words. And the 2 words will determine what kind of life you will live. And those 2 words are full of power, full of God's glory. And those 2 words are, "I am." You say, "I'm blessed, I'm strong, I am healthy." Or you can say, "I am weak, I am sick, I am unattractive, I'm a terrible mother, or I'm a terrible father." Those "I ams" that's coming out of your mouth will bring you success or failure. Although today, the power of "I am" is at work. All through the day, it's at work, whether you know it and realize it or not. We walk, you accidentally trip over something. First thing we say, "I'm so clumsy." You say, "I'm clumsy" if somebody else is around and they saw you. You say, "I'm so clumsy." You look in the mirror and says, "Oh man, I'm getting old, getting so old." We see people that are excelling in talent with talent, and we say, I wish I was talented like that. I'm just average." We get caught in traffic and say, "Oh man, I'm in a mess." And then sometimes as Christians, we use the word "I'm so," not say lucky, but when you miss something or you miss that payment, you say, "I'm so lucky, unlucky." Not thinking that many times we use the power of "I am" against us. We don't realize how it is affecting our future. The principle is, what follows the "I am" will always come looking for you. We all have cell phones, and these cell phones have location devices. You know, they're programmed in them. So when you say, "I am so clumsy," guess what? Clumsiness comes looking for you. When you say, "I'm so old," just like the location on that cell phone, "I am" has a locating device. And when you say, "I am so old," that location device and the wrinkles will find you. You know, "I am so overweight," calories will come looking for you. When you say, "I am," whatever you say after that, it's like you are inviting them. You're giving them an invitation. You're opening up the door and giving them permission. You come on in and be a part of my life. The good news is that you get to choose what follows "I am." Just go through the day saying, "I am blessed." Blessings will locate you and find out where you are. "I am talented." Talent comes looking for you. You may not feel good, but when you say, "I am healthy," health starts coming over your way. "I am strong." Strength will locate you. You are inviting it into your life. That is why you have to be so careful of what follows the I am. See, I am is so powerful because when God sent Moses to Pharaoh, he says, what am I going to tell him? He said, tell him that I am sent you. I am is, we have to realize how powerful those two little words are. We are Christians and we know there is no such thing as luck. We say we are blessed if anything happens. But don't ever say, I am so unlucky. I never get any good breaks. What are you doing? What you're doing is inviting disappointment. I am so broke. I am so in debt. You are inviting financial struggles. You are inviting lack. You need to start sending out a new invitation. You know, you go to a party and somebody's invited you to a senior invitation, says, come on over. We love your presence. Or they send you, you know how these invitations go out when they say, thank you, and we'd love to see your presence in this place. But that's what we're doing when we say, when we talk, whatever we say after that I am, we're inviting whatever it is that we're sending an invitation to. So you start the morning. When you get up in the morning, good things. I am blessed this morning. I feel good this morning. I'm just doing good this morning. You're inviting things. You say, I am blessed, I am strong, I am talented, I am disciplined, I am focused, I am prosperous this morning. When you start talking like that, health, strength, abundance, discipline starts coming your way. But many people wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and all they see is how they're aging, saying, I'm so old, I'm so wrinkled, I'm so worn out. You're inviting oldness, you're inviting fatigue. Stop inviting that. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, instead of complaining, you should be saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm attractive. I'm looking younger as time goes by. You talk like that and God will start renewing your youth. I know people that the older that they get, the younger they look, the more attractive they are. You know, it all has to do with attitude. A prime example of that, the other day, my wife, Linda, showed me a picture of her, I think it was on an old driver's license, and that was around, we had just got married, hadn't too long been married then. And I looked at that, her hair was long and thick, and she was young, and she was a nice looking girl, you know. But I said, but, you know, I look at her, and I said, you're more attractive now than you were then, you know. And so I told her that, and I tell her that a few times. And you know, one time we were both looking at some pictures, and I think we had gone to Niagara Falls, I think, with Betty, friends of ours, Betty and Earl Melton, and I didn't even recognize myself. And we're just looking at the pictures, and I would tell her, you're more attractive than you were even then. And so I would, you know, I was waiting and waiting. We both were looking at the pictures, and we both were seeing the same thing, and I was waiting for her to make a comment about me. And she says nothing. So I guess if you can't say anything nice about a person, don't say anything at all. So this thing, I am, is still working for her. I'm going to start saying, I'm looking younger every day. I'm getting older, but aging has escaped me. I'm attractive, I'm strong, and I'm healthy. So if it worked for her, it got to work for me. I had a cousin I hadn't seen in a good little while, came a few years ago knocking at my door. And first thing he got out the car, and first thing he says, hey, man, you look taller. What you been eating, fertilizer? And I said, man, well, you didn't. I said, this has been like this all my life, ever since I've been grown. I didn't want to tell him that you're a few years older than I am, and you're shrinking. I am full of health. full of vitality, full of wholeness, that is one of those best aging agents, treatments that you can ever take. But on the inside, your spirit man will become alive. Your self-image will improve. You will start carrying yourself like you are someone special. You will go through the day with a spring in your step, with that you-go-girl attitude. Beauty is what God made you to be, and wearing that beauty with confidence. If you are a size 4, great. Thank God for it. If you're a size 24, great. Thank God for it. That what you have and made, and take what you have and just make the most of it. Because God made you on purpose. He made you like that, the way you are, on purpose. He gave you your looks, your height, your color, your focus feet, your facial features, your personality. Nothing about you is by accident. God said in Ephesians, you have to read the whole chapter of Ephesians just to get what I'm going to tell you. You are a masterpiece. Amen. He says, you are my masterpiece. So stop going around downing yourself, feeling unattractive. You're starting to complain about being too tall, too short, not enough of this, too much of that. No, get up in the morning saying, I am a masterpiece. I am created in the image of Almighty God. In Psalms 139, David said, God, I praise you because you have made me in an amazing way. What you have done is wonderful. Notice David's I ams. He was saying, not in pride, not a prideful way, but in a praise to God. He said, I am wonderful. I am amazing. I am a masterpiece. That goes against human nature. Most of us think we are nothing, you know, we're nothing amazing about me. I'm just an average guy, just an average person. The fact is that there is nothing average about you. You have a fingerprint that no one else has on this earth. You look like nobody else, not twins. You can have identical twins. They are identical, but their personalities may be different. Their fingerprints are different. You are I'm not going to say one in a million. You're one. Nobody else on earth like you. There will be another one like you. You are an original. When God made you, he threw away the mold. But as long as you go around thinking you're just average, you'll be stuck where you are and keeping yourself from advancing. Just think about what would happen if all day long you says, not in public, but you can be by yourself. You can say, while you're driving, taking a shower, instead of downing yourselves, instead of downing ourselves and focusing on our flaws, what would happen if you would be bold enough like David? He says, I am amazing. I am wonderful. I am valuable. I am a masterpiece. I'm a child of the Most High God. You talk like that, amazing will find your location, an amazing will track you down, and you open up your heart and you seek saying those words and the power I am amazing. God is behind that power, and it'll infiltrate you and change you from the inside. You'll be not pridefully now, not thinking you know amazing to anybody else, but you'll be amazing in confidence and pride, with pride. Your pride that God, knowing that God has given you what you asked for. You will carry yourself like a king, like a queen, not in pride, not being better than anyone else, but with a quiet confidence, with a knowing that you have been handpicked by God himself, and you have something amazing to offer this world. Remember God's promise to Sarah and her husband Abraham? He promised them that they would have a baby. But Sarah was 80 years old. Way past her childbearing years. Back in those days, if you were a wife, didn't give your child a husband, even if it was the husband's fault, they looked down on you. They said it's going to be the wife's fault. They looked down on her, and they looked down on you in a sense of shame for not being able to have a baby. Can you imagine how Sarah felt? She was 80 years old, never had a baby. She felt like she let Abraham down. Her self-esteem was at its very low, at its lowest. Can you imagine her I ams? She said, I am a failure. I am inferior. I'm not good enough. Now, she has got this promise as an older woman. She is going to have a baby. God knew it would never happen if she kept on with this, I am a failure. I am inferior. I am this and I am that. Sarah, God knew he had to convince her. He had to change her I ams. She really needed a new mindset. God actually changed her name from Sarai to Sarah. Sarah means princess. Now, every time someone says, good morning, Sarah, they're saying, good morning, princess. Every time they said, what are you planning to eat this morning, Sarah? What are you planning to eat this morning, princess? And what are you planning to do today, Sarah? What are you planning to do today, princess? She heard this over and over and over again. Those words got on the inside, and she began to change her self-image. She went on, I am a failure to I am a princess. From I am ashamed to I am crowned by Almighty God. Instead of hanging her head down in embarrassment, she started holding her head up high. From I am not good enough to I am a child of the Most High God. She finally got to the part of being fearfully and wonderfully made. And so it, just like you young ladies here, like Sarah, if you change your I ams to positive I ams, God will bless you with whatever that comes after that I am. I am amazing. She can say that like Sarah. He can say, I'm a princess. Now, not that he gonna change your name physically, but inside, your attitude will change. And you say, I mean, you walk around like you're a princess, and even do like this. I'm a princess. God is saying to you, he and Sarah, I want you to change your name, princess, not for an attitude sort of thing. Not for, it's just not physical. You don't have to go. You know, one time we had a church one time, and we talked about the subject of changing names, and I think somebody actually that thought they want to change their name physically. I mean, you can do that now, but that wasn't what it meant. It's changing your name. When God changed names of people back then, he changed it physically, but it changed their attitude because that name meant something. And that's where we use it as an example. We're not going to have to change our name physically, but it changes our attitude that within. Now, you keep on saying something, you keep on saying that, keep on talking positive, something will change on the inside. Like Sarah, after her change begun on the inside, guess what? A baby was born. The real question today is, what kind of I ams are coming out of your mouth? Are you blessed? You say, am I blessed? Am I talented? Am I anointed? Am I victorious? When you have the right I ams coming, you're inviting goodness from God. If you want to go to a new level, change your I ams. Words have created power. With your words, you can bless your future or curse your future. Proverbs says in chapter 18 and verse 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So it is up to you. Choose what follows the I am. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17 says, to call those things that are not as though they were. That means don't talk about the way you are. Talk about the way you want to be. If you are struggling in your finances, don't go around talking about how broke you are. That is calling the things that are as though they will never change. By faith, you have got to say, I am blessed. I am full of God's favor. In the book of Numbers, Moses sent 12 spies out to the promised land. After 40 days, 10 of them came back with an unfavorable report. I don't know where I am. Yeah, I've been not talking off my sheet. Anyway, forget that. Anyway, 40 days, you know, he said 40 days, and I mean 10 days, 10 of them came back with an unfavorable report. They came back and said, Moses, we don't have a chance. The people are huge compared to them. We are like grasshoppers. Notice their I ams. They said, first of all, I am weak. I am inferior. I am intimidated. I am afraid. What happens? Fear, intimidation, inferiority came knocking at their door. The other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a different report. They said, yes, the people are big, but we know that our God is bigger. We are well able. Let us go in and take the land at once. Notice their I ams. Their I ams was just opposite. They said, I am strong, I am equipped, I am confident, I am more than a conqueror. What is interesting is the negative report from the 10 spies spread like wildfire out throughout the whole camp. And you know that whole camp, you know how many people were there? Before long, 200 million people were intimidated and afraid. Nobody even paid attention to Joshua and Caleb, the report of faith. There is one thing that is true. A negative report will spread faster than a positive report. The 10 spies went on to say, why did you even bring us out here? You brought us out in this wilderness to die. And you got to be careful when you speak those words. Our children and our wives will be taken from us. God answered them back something very powerful. He said in Numbers 14 and 28, I will do for you exactly what you have said. You said you're going to die in the wilderness, so you will die in the wilderness. God says the same thing to us today. I'm going to do exactly what you have been saying. So don't ever say, I am weak, I am intimidated, I am inferior. That is the wrong I am. You keep that up and you will destroy your destiny. A man named Gadad, a man named Shephath. You had probably never heard of those men. Why? There were three of the 10 spies. There were some of those who never made it into the promised land. The fact is that they were called to be history makers. They had seeds of greatness on the inside, but the wrong I am kept them from making their mark. Don't let that be you. Whatever you're facing, be a Joshua or a Caleb. I'm strong, I'm confident, I'm equipped, I am more than a conqueror. I am well able and have the right I am Joshua and Caleb had, and they made it into the promised land. They made it to their destiny. You know, we all of us, we talk about, you know, words are powerful. This is just another way of showing you how strong your words are. We speak things into existence. And now that you know that I am is the strong and how powerful that is, you don't go around downing yourself. You don't, and you know, we get into the midst of people and we let other people talk down to us. You on our jobs and say, man, you never get promoted or anything. You say, you're dumber than a rock. And don't let that stuff feed into you. Shake that garbage off. I'm a child of God. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm dependable. I'm talented. I can learn any phase of this job. I can move on up the ladder of this job. I don't care what nobody says. I'm sitting here to myself and just praising myself, me and my Father. And I guarantee you things have changed because people, and a big thing I think is health issues. People with health issues, they want to believe God is the healer, but some keep saying, I'm sick. And the thing is, you have to keep sometimes being a child of God. You know, God is, he bore stripes for everything we could ever have. We just have to get so confident and have so much faith, and that word gets so much in us, so deep in us, that that thing that I am sick will never come up. I don't care what you have. You do have what you have, what the doctors say you have, but it says, God is my healer. I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm already healed. And because the Bible says, in a correct verb, but it says, by his stripes, we were healed. So if we were healed, we're healed now. Amen. And you keep speaking the positive part. I am is so powerful. Whatever you speak after that, it's going to happen to you. You're going to bring it. Why? Because you invited him in. Whatever that thing you said. I'd rather invite, instead of saying I am weak, I'd rather be strong. I'm going to invite, I am strong. I am confident. I'm a child of God. I'm one of a kind. I'm amazing. And that thing will haunt you down, and you believe it, it's going to take sink in. It's going to change your attitude. It's going to change your, and I like the brother's testimony. He found he loved for people. He said when he go, you know, he can't get tired of talking about God. He said, you know, sometimes it fall on deaf ears, but he got so much of God in him. He said, I am a child of God. I'm going to be a spokesman for God because I know what my God done for me. And that's the good thing about you allowing your body to be a testimony. Whatever happens to you, God allowed it to happen for a purpose. And it may be bad. We theme things as bad, but Joe, why do you let this happen to me? God don't have to explain everything to you. Just keep believing that he's a healer. He's going to bring you through. But when he bring you through, who going to get the glory? Amen. That's why every time I've been through things, if I get a chance to see somebody who's going through the same thing, I don't mind telling them, hey, man, I've been through the same thing. Amen. If I had had a negative I am attitude, I'd be in a wheelchair now. But God healed me because he is the healer. And I kept saying he is the healer. I didn't care what everybody was saying, the family members were saying. I didn't care about it. Not my immediate family, not your family, but your people, you know, family, blood family. They said, they come back and say, man, you down for the count. I said, no, I am. Not. No, I'm not. I'm healed. By his stripes, I am healed. So I'm going to leave you with the question, who are you? / I am. The rest is left up to you. Oh, Heavenly Father,